Buckle your seatbelt and get ready for the podcast that will take you on a special journey designed to elevate and empower your cross-cultural appreciation for communities around the world. Hello, I'm Carol Copeland Thomas. I'm your host of Conversations with Carol, the weekly show that connects culture with collaboration and community. Welcome aboard. The holidays provided me with an ideal opportunity to learn more about my immediate family. I interviewed my daughters, son-in-law, and two granddaughters over the dining room table as the older daughter's beloved dog wanted to have his interview also. I learned about their goals and aspirations, places that they'd like to visit, and lessons that they learned in 2023. I encourage you to do the same thing with your family, and I invite you now to sit back and listen to random thoughts of the Thomas Farquharson Montero family. This is Carol Copeland Thomas, and you're listening to the New Year's edition of Conversations with Carol.
Hi, Michelle.
Hello, Mother. How are we doing today?
I'm doing well, doing well. Tell me, what lessons have you learned from 2023?
To have patience and appreciate life more.
Good answer, good answer. And what are you looking for in 2024?
New beginnings, good health. I'm grateful that I'm above ground because a lot of people did not make it this 2024 year. And see where the Lord takes me. Okay. In the right, positive, authentic direction.
I like that. All right, very good. If money were no object at all, what would be on your bucket list for travel?
Montego Bay, Jamaica.
You're pretty consistent with that.
Correct.
Okay. And then lastly, what's special about our family?
We have a heart of gold that is untouchable.
I like that. Very good. Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome. God bless you. All happy right. 2024 New Year.
All right. Hi, Juliana.
Hi, Nyanya.
I'm so glad you're here.
Good to be here.
Tell me, what lessons did you learn from 2023?
I guess one major lesson that I learned in 2023 was that it's okay to ask for help sometimes with school and personal lives as well. Yeah, that was one major lesson that I learned.
That's a big lesson mm-hmm. and an important one. So I'm glad that that was at the top of your list. Excellent. Very good. And second question, what are you looking for in 2024?
I'm looking for growth and growth in school and personally and making new friends and just making more memories. Because 8 years ago, I remember saying 2024 is so far away, I can't even imagine that happening. But just looking forward to making the most of the time that I have. So.
And you blink and it's 2024 already.
I know, exactly.
Great, excellent. If money were no object at all, what would be on your bucket list in terms of travel? What specific location?
Italy, Rome, or France, both. I think France is above Italy because I take French, so seeing how much use my classes have been, in the real world or whatever.
Any place in particular in either Italy or France? Any particular city or village?
In Italy, Sicily, and in France, Paris, so just any of the arrondissements that we learned about. Just seeing the Louvre.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Just seeing all the famous sites that we see so much of in videos and class.
Great, great. And what's special about our family?
What is special about our family? I guess just how much we love each other and how much we show those in actions and just, being there whenever someone else needs it and not taking too much time in between visits to see each other. Some family we don't see in a while, but when we do see it, it's kind of like we're starting right where we left off and it's not awkward. I guess seeing family. That's what my answer would be.
Thank you, Juliana.
Thank Thank you.
Hi, Gabby.
Hi.
I'm so glad you're with us today.
Thank you.
Great. What lessons did you learn in 2023?
In 2023, I learned a lot of things that I learned in 2022. And that now I feel like the things I learned in 2023 can help me in 2024, like school and how to navigate that. And yeah.
Great. Anything about, because you're a very good cook and you are great with your hands. You're quite an artist. Can you think of anything along those lines in terms of lessons learned?
I feel like I learned, not really lessons learned, but a lot of new things learned, like different recipes and different techniques that I can use, and a lot of lessons from different techniques that I use in drawing and different things that I use in my ring making.
Excellent. What are you looking forward to in 2024?
I'm just looking forward to kind of like wiping a surface clean so you can put some new stuff down and make some new things happen, because there's a lot of stuff on the table right now that has been a lot different things happening in the world where we just need a fresh start.
If money were no object at all, where would you like to travel? What specific location would you like to visit?
I would like to visit some place where I would like it would be my second home in a way, like a place where there really aren't any troubles or problems, like in my opinion, I feel like some place where it's not that hot and not too cold, where it's just different, like a different atmosphere than it is here.
So can you name a place? Can you give us a particular country or city that represents that dream location?
I feel like me, for example, I'm interested in like arts and crafts and cooking, and my sister Julie is interested in like reading and researching stuff. And Nyanya has been to a lot of places around the world. So it's like I can learn about the place and experience what it was like in their experience. And since I know them personally, it's like I can experience what it would be like for me to be there instead of another person.
Great. Thank you, Gabby.
Thank you.
Hi, Lorna.
Hi, Mom. Or Mommy.
First question is, what lessons did you learn in 2023?
A strong lesson learned is one that I was raised with but was put to practice, and that is faith. That is believing in a higher power. And the lesson I learned is that when you believe, that you are never alone. And it's always important in those moments when you feel overwhelmed and you feel as though you're unsure, just to rely on your faith to help give you clarity while also putting in the work. You can't just sit and just pray. You have to pray and do the work as well.
What are you looking forward to in 2024?
As a mother, I'm looking forward to seeing my daughters, our daughters, continue to grow and to learn. I can't believe that they're 12 and 15 now, and I recognize there's a saying I know many parents or those that have raised children reference in terms of the days being long, but the years going by fast, and that is so, so true. And with our oldest soon graduating high school and our youngest soon entering high school, I'm looking forward to seeing them continue to grow and prosper in 2024 and become their own human beings in their own unique way.
If money were no object, where would you like to go in the world? What's on your bucket list?
There are many places I would like to go, but I think one place, or I know one place, is where it began. And what I mean by where it began, and I'm talking in terms of my history as an African American. And I know that my African American heritage began centuries ago with us being kings and queens and owning lots of land and rich in many ways, not just monetary ways, but just in a sense of pride and being. And that changed when the slave trade began. And so I'm curious to go back to where that started. I would like to go to the west coast of Africa, particularly Ghana, and to learn about that transition from being powered to being disempowered. However, I'm very proud of our culture now because we have continued to work towards regaining that sense of empowerment and pride in where we came from and where we're going. And so that's my long-winded answer for Ghana.
And what's special about our family?
I think all of the answers I shared combined. I think our family is one definitely deep-rooted in faith. Not only faith in terms of the religious practice, but also the spiritual belief of a higher power, recognizing we need our higher power in all that we do. Our family is very, 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 very strong in loyalty and having one another's back, no matter what. And that is something that through all the ups and downs that we have been through, and we certainly have had that, at the end of the day, family first. And that is something that I think is not only unique to our family, but to many families, but something I'm very proud about, and definitely teaching our daughters to have that same mentality of family first. And I think that is one of, there are many things I could say, but definitely faith, definitely belief in family first, definitely having a sense of a mindset rather to move forward in life, to have goals, to have ambitions, to never settle, and to recognize that you can do all things as long as you believe, and that you must be empowered and have confidence in yourself, especially in those moments when you're going to be faced with individuals or situations that will not give you that sense of confidence and will try to have you to feel insecure and less confident. And in those moments, you have to dig deep within, remember your faith, remember your family, and persevere in spite of.
Thank you, Lorna.
Thank you, Mommy.
Hi, Jerome.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, doing fine. What lessons did you learn in 2023?
In 2023, the lessons that I learned is just keep striving. Don't let anything hold you back. Think family first. You're gonna run into all obstacles on the job. You just gotta keep a positive attitude and try to put your best foot forward. And that's what I would say. I learned, basically you can learn that every year, but every year you grow stronger at it. As the longer you're in the job force, just life. Every year is a learning, is a time to learn.
And what are you looking forward to in 2024?
2024, I'm looking forward to what's ahead at my job. There's going to be some changes. They're consolidating a location in Arizona, and they're moving that part of the operations here to Connecticut. So I believe by August of 2024, the plant in Arizona will be closed. So now everything is gonna funnel out of Connecticut. So that has its positives, and there's also a little bit of stress associated with that. There will be a lot more responsibilities and things with that. So. Yeah, that's the biggest thing on my mind right now going to 2024 as far as work goes.
And if money were no object at all, where would you like to travel?
Man, that's a good question. I know a lot of people would say somewhere warm, like Caribbean. I'm from the Caribbean. I definitely always want to go back home and visit there. But I think I wouldn't mind going to Europe, because Europe, the countries are so close together. You can visit a lot of countries, go by train, visit. One day you could be in the mountains. Another day you could be by the coast. So that's where I would like to visit. On our honeymoon, we went to Paris, but probably would like to expand it. I always had a dream to be in, to go visit England. And so maybe do a cross Europe trip or something by train and see how that is.
And what's special about our family?
Special thing about our family is that we have a lot of different people, come from a lot of different areas. My wife's side, Detroit, down south. My side, from the islands, of course. And
Jamaica.
And from Jamaica. Yep. So a lot of different. You get to hear a lot of different cultures, about backgrounds and things like that. And Mrs. Thomas, you're real big on history, and you followed your family's lineage from way back when. I remember we went to a reunion, and they had the family tree, and you could trace your roots, so that's great to see. And you tell stories about your father, grandfather, great-grandfather, so you have your whole history, and so that's real big. And this Thanksgiving, we took a trip to Detroit, and that was my first time back in about 10 years, so that was good, seeing that half of the family. Great seeing Uncle Wilson, Aunt Debbie again. It's been a while. And of course, my father-in-law, seeing him again. And so that was great being out there. So that's the great part about the family, that you can learn a lot of different things from different cultures. Of course, we got two beautiful young ladies that's growing up, and they have big things ahead. So that's great to look forward to that.
And you have a fabulous mom too in Philadelphia.
Oh yes. And that's the island side, and we visit her back in July. Yep, over July the 4th, and that was great. And we'll be doing that again this July. The girls spend a few weeks a year there, and she looks forward to that. I think I heard her talking to one of the girls the other day saying this time's gonna be for longer, so they look forward to that. She looks forward to that, so that's great. There's a lot of different sides coming together, so that's the great thing about bringing the family together.
Thank you, Jerome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Conversations with Carol. Spread the word and tell friends and colleagues that this podcast is tailor-made for them. Make sure you subscribe, and we welcome your comments and reviews on your favorite podcast platform. Visit us at carolcopelandthomas.com and listen to all of the episodes and learn about my speaking services there. Thanks again, and we'll see you back next week for an exciting new show. See you soon.